We pray. Dear Father in heaven, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. God's word of truth today is part of the Passion history reading, a detail found in Luke 23, verse 8. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had desired for a long time to see him, because he had heard many things about him. And he hoped to see some miracle done by him. This ruler Herod, the same man who beheaded John the Baptist, was interested in Jesus. Let's ask why. Why the interest? Was it some form of entertainment to watch the Lord perform a miracle on demand? There are people today with a similar attitude toward religion. They're willing to experience Christianity on their terms, if it appeals to their sense of instant satisfaction. Not a big surprise that there are churches and pastors who cater to that kind of thing. They become mega churches, replacing the tried and true of Christian tradition, hymns, liturgy, law and gospel preaching, with more popular forms of presentation. Church for them is more like a TED Talk wrapped up inside of a CCM concert. Could we ever have a problem along those lines? Not in an organized way, but how about personally? If we find ourselves thinking, this service isn't giving me what I want. I'm bored. I'd rather be doing something else right now. Where do thoughts like that come from? Is there something wrong with the gospel or the way the Bible presents Jesus? Of course not. But there is something wrong inside of us. Our sin-corrupted hearts gravitate to the idea, hey, amuse me. Entertain me, then I'll pay attention. Human nature wants things to be fun, including the Sunday service. But if we give in to that and then conclude that our form of Christian worship is unacceptable, boring, then we let sin take over. Sin that includes some serious disrespect of God himself, like Herod had toward Jesus. Now, your Christian faith, because of its content, will not be entertaining. It won't even be comfortable because of our core problem with sin, the fact that you and I are sinners. When you face that reality about yourself, really face it, you are left with negative, unpleasant feelings, and there's no getting around that. The law of God can make a daily airtight case that we are guilty, which makes us feel guilty. Then comes a blunt declaration. You know the passage. The wages of sin is death, plus hell. And that leads to the fear of judgment. One more thing from God's law. You and I can't do anything to get ourselves out of this predicament. And that leads to feeling helpless, hopeless. Should we take the law of God and give it the back seat, out of the picture, tone it down, make it more easy to take in the interest of lower negative feelings? It's just not possible. Not when the fact remains that God has to crush us with the condemnation of his law before the rescue happens, before he recovers us with the guilt-removing, soul-saving treatment of the gospel. Think of it this way. You've heard this probably before. Bad news first, good news second. Well, that good news is a message far removed from any form of human entertainment. There's nothing amusing about the suffering servant or his torments on the cross or the God-forsakenness that he felt. But it helps you. All of that helps you and me in such a profound way. That's how Jesus suffered your punishment from God decisively. That's how he purchased your forgiveness from God entirely, as well as your place in heaven. These are amazing things, never meant to entertain us, and yet the cross of Christ always has the power to change your heart, change your life, and make it last forever. Think of God's house, whether in this gym right now or later this evening at Messiah. Think of God's house as holy ground where you get to trade up as part of the worship. Here's God's invitation to you in a Christian worship service. Come and let me serve you. Come and don't be empty-handed. Bring all of your guilt for every sin done. Confess it to him and hear the answer of his forgiveness, full and free. Bring also your fears, especially the fear of death and hell. Have that treated with the promise of eternal life and the comfort of having God as your constant refuge. Bring all the other troubles and leave them with the Lord, who answers your prayers in just the right way as he works 24/7 to keep you as his own. So, if the mind begins to wander or feelings of boredom creep in, God has a reset button. Let him reset your heart and mind on the right template of Christian worship. Realize, first of all, that church is sacred. You're on holy ground. What we do here is too important to get lost in distractions. Remember also that the word of Christ is exactly what you need for spiritual recovery each day and constant blessing from God. Also, please remember that what we experience is the best bargain ever. You come and pay nothing and receive everything. That makes it time well spent and the best thing for you. In this truth that, first of all, it's not entertaining. It's not supposed to be. But it will be the thing that brings us lasting joy, real peace, eternal hope, all anchored on the Savior, and the good news of what God gives to you, his people, in Christ Jesus. Amen. We'll close today with hymn 37. We sing the first and the third stanza of hymn 37, stanzas 1 and 3.